Thor Radio. Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
And welcome back to the Business Bunker show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk. I nearly forgot where we were for a moment.
On Tuesday.
Yeah, on Tuesday the 24th of February. And now in our Ask the Expert slot, it's an absolute pleasure to welcome back onto the show Mr. Ken Herron. Hello, Ken.
The fabulous.
Hello, Ken.
Doing well. Thank you very much.
Cool. Thank you so much for joining us from over there in Florida. What's the weather like out there at the moment?
It's a little cloudy today, but I have to admit I am in my shorts.
Oh, you just made Jules's head explode.
I knew she was wondering.
And what colour are they, Ken? Let's get down to the
nitty-gritty. That old chestnut.
I think maybe we should handle that offline, Jules.
Fine. Is that perfect?
Ken, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. Last time you were with us, you sent us a bit viral with some of your tips on marketing and stuff like that. Just for those listeners that are new to the show, and we have acquired a few new listeners in the last few weeks, let's just give people a bit of an overview of some of the things you're actually involved in at the moment.
Sure. It's three different things. I hate to be known for making lists, but I am a radio show host. Mm-hmm. I sit with Carol every Wednesday, and we talk about the latest social marketing news, tips, best practices. This space is changing so quickly. Our audience is very similar to yours.
Sure.
We have a lot of people who listen in from all over the world, thanks to Internet. Mm. And we talk about what's happening and try to make sense of it all for the small business owner, for the person that is doing all of this marketing and sales themselves.
Cool. Absolutely. And it's a fascinating thing, isn't it, as I was talking with Sam Kelly over there in Ireland earlier and about their TV show that they do there, it's local news for a global world, and it's a kind of changing paradigm that we're looking at here.
It is. The minute you're on the Internet, even if you're a very local business, if you're a small bakery, if you're a restaurant, believe it or not, you can have fans. You can have people who are interested in your products from all over the world, so it really does create a lot of opportunities that we never would have considered just a few years ago.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, and talking about such things, you're also involved in a marketing capacity, because one of your specialist areas, as well as presenting a fabulous business show on radio there, is marketing businesses. And you're involved with a couple of businesses, again, one in Singapore, I believe, and one in the UK.
Yes. The one in the UK is called Dial the Brain. Mm. And think of it, if people are familiar with the mobile app Uber that allows you to get car service, think of it as the Uber for expertise that you can go on Dial the Brain, dialthebrain.com, by the way. You can go on and very easily find the expert you need. And because the service, face-to-face consulting, is delivered over a video platform, it is very quick and very cost-effective both to sign up to be the brain, to be the expert if you're a business professional providing a service, or to find the type of service you need. And what we love is you only pay by the minute.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a really clever idea, isn't it? It's a really clever idea.
It's nice because people who maybe thought of themselves, I'm a barrister, I'm doing financial support for someone, they may have only thought of themselves as doing it within the county or even within the country. Well, now they can share their skills with people who may need them somewhere else in Europe or even completely across the world.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Even wood burner advice, Ken.
Where did that come from?
Yes, I had some from Dynabrain. I had some wood burner advice.
Oh, did you really?
They were darlings. They did. Personal attention I had.
Did you really?
Yeah. About the size of my logs and, you know, whether I needed a damper and all sorts of technical things.
Really?
Yeah.
Blimey.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
I know. So was I. Personal it was. I had a little phone call and emails and all sorts. Fabulous.
Did you?
Yeah.
And that was on Dynabrain.
Yeah,
it's fun because there's all sorts of different experts. Really, no problem is too small if you can find the right expert that can help you with your problem.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it just shows you. Wood burners, there you go.
There you go.
Who'd have thought it?
Yeah.
Do you have wood burners in the US?
We do. There's a lot of environmental controls. So
right.
Some places they're not allowed, but we do have them.
Right, okay, cool. And also, you're also involved in another product that I know, which is Unibox, yeah?
Yes, yes. The company is called Unified Inbox, and our first product, no surprise, is for social publishing. So people who want to post on Twitter, on LinkedIn, and Facebook, they can use the product, which is called Outbox Pro, and it makes it faster and easier for them to do their posts, to create their content. And what's nice is that, let's say, you may have an intern or you may have a couple of people in your company who want to contribute company, but you kind of want to look at what they say before it goes out. It allows for very simple approval of posts in a way that hasn't been available for such a simple and easy-to-use product. And, of course, people can find out more at our website, which is very simple, outbox.pro, P-R-O.
Outbox.pro, cool. As you know, Ken, over the weekend I signed up for it and I'm just about to start using it as well, and I'm really looking forward to trying it out and having a go with it.
Fantastic. Look forward to helping you with that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's going to be brilliant. Now, the last time you were on our show, you told us about watermarking. And then Jules,
I loved that.
And then Jules went absolutely crazy with every photograph she'd ever found of me by watermarking them all and putting them out on the internet.
Owen, thanks so much.
Does make a difference.
Yeah.
I loved it, but thanks so much for the Mickey Mouse ears this week.
Yeah.
Much appreciated.
Was that him or Rupert?
I think it might have been Rupert.
I think it was Rupert. Did you see that, Ken?
I did see that. Rupert and I were debating. It's like, well, we can definitely put you into full Mickey Mouse attire. And I love the photo.
Yeah, absolutely. It was good, wasn't it? It really did suit Jules, though, those ears. But as I say, the last time you were on, you gave us some tips about watermarking our photos and various things that we put out on social media. And it was something that a lot of people in this country weren't overly aware of. And that caused a lot of interest from people and loads of people trying it and doing it and discovering how powerful it was. So it would be really nice to hear some more tips from you. And I think you've got three tips for us this time.
I do. And I have a tip because everyone uses different networks and is more comfortable with different networks. I thought I'd share a tip each for Twitter, for LinkedIn, and for Facebook.
Oh, nice.
And those tend to be the three most popular networks for small businesses and small business owners.
Sure.
So the theme for these three tips is very simple. Show, don't tell. People talk about trends, people talk about predictions. For 2015, my prediction is that the power is in the photo. We've seen all of this research that says when you include images, and it could be an illustration, it can be a photo, when you include this visual content, people notice your content more, they pay attention to it more, and what we love, if you have a complicated or a technical business, people can understand your business more quickly and remember it longer.
Right.
So that really is a slam dunk for just including a simple image with your post. So you ready for Twitter?
Yeah, go for it.
With Twitter, we now have the opportunity to post up to 4 photos in a single tweet, and that takes no additional characters.
Right.
I think most businesses may have a 2, 3, or 4-page brochure or piece of sales material or marketing collateral. You can now tweet out your entire brochure. So you can help someone to understand your business, its benefits, customer testimonials, you know, charts, graphics. You now have 4 photos to do that in every tweet. Add to that, you can now tag up to 10 people when you include a photo. So let's say I would give a real example. I wanted to send a photo out to today's sponsor, Rift Accounting, and all the other guests on the show. I would very quickly run out of spaces because I only have so many characters in my tweet.
Right.
But if I include a photo, I can include up to 10 people, and it eats up no characters in my tweet. And what that means is that they'll all get a notification that they were included in my post.
Ah,
very powerful stuff.
That is really clever, isn't it? Because that is something that I, especially with the Business Bunker show, when I tweet out all the people that are going to be guests on the show, by the time I've included all their Twitter handles, there's no room left to say anything.
Exactly. Now you can include them. And again, if you have more than 10 guests, then, well, I would suggest you may need a longer show.
Yeah, sure.
Not another hour.
All the sponsors, all the different foods that Jules is eating during a different show, that may be 3 or 4 right there.
Yeah, yeah.
You can now include all of the people who are involved in each show, and not, I don't want to say waste, that's a horrible term, yeah. but not take up the space. You can say something else in the text of the tweet, and yet everyone will see it, everyone will be notified, and you have the added benefit of including, and I've been seeing these cake photos, and I'm sitting here saying, okay, I really need to be over there in person, because now you can have the best of all possible worlds. You can, we use the term name check here in the U.S., you yeah. can name check or mention everybody and still have enough characters left in your tweet text to actually say what you want to say.
Absolutely. Fabulous. Top tip there, Ken. Thank you for that. That's really useful. That's certainly something that I need to use and need to get familiar with. And have you got a tip for us on LinkedIn?
Oh, yes.
I do. On LinkedIn, we're trying to show our best selves. It's kind of an interesting combination of a resume or a CV plus your profile. You are trying to sell yourself in order to sell your business, whether you're a product or a service business. Many people don't realize that LinkedIn now has a feature they call professional gallery. Now, that's a very big term. It simply means that in all the different sections and all the different segments of your profile, you can now include photos.
All right, okay.
So think of it this way. If you are the person who made that lovely cake, if we were to go to her LinkedIn profile, she could put photos, an unlimited number of photos, showcasing all of the different things she makes. Now, she may have lots of culinary awards. She may have wonderful experience. But, and this is Ken speaking for Ken. For Ken to read about cake, okay, that's interesting. But for Ken to see photos of phenomenal baked goods, you've just taken your marketing to a whole nother level.
Absolutely.
Now, will we ever get, Ken, a little scratch and sniff on LinkedIn?
You can almost do one better, Jules, because with the professional gallery, you don't only get to include images, you get to include videos.
Right, okay.
So you could show the ingredients. You could show the process by which she's doing the baking, and then you could show the final product, and even if you wanted to be mean and rotten, you could show people enjoying it.
Wow. And you're saying, Ken, that you can actually embed all those things in your profile?
Yes, in all of the different items. So when we look at Jules' profile on LinkedIn, she has a number of different experiences. Mm-hmm. For each of those experiences, she can include multiple images. Or multiple videos, as the case may be.
Cool.
Mostly containing Prosecco and
food. Yeah. Most of them will be banned, of course, by LinkedIn. But, yeah.
No, and they should always be brand appropriate, brand relevant. It may not be showing your party photos, but think of it. No matter what your product or service is, it's one thing to tell somebody about it, but if you can show it, it's so much more powerful, and we know it gets people's attention.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Fantastic tips. Top tips there, Ken. Thank you so much for that. We could talk to you for hours and hours and hours, but sadly we're running out of time again, as always. So for the moment, thank you for joining us. We hope to speak to you again soon on the Business Bunker Show.
March is coming on, isn't it?
Hopefully, yeah. Yes. Hopefully we're going to get you back again. But thank you for those top tips.
Thank you.
Thank you for those top tips. And it's all about images and how you use images to create more of an impact.
Yes.
That's absolutely
the power
right.
of the photo. Think about using images in all of your social media posts.
Fantastic. Can you give us a shout out for how people can follow you, find out about you, look at you, and all those kind of things?
Of course. I'm easy to find. I'm on Twitter at Ken Herron. That's KenHerron. And I want to acknowledge all of the people on your show. I have so many people following me now who are listeners of your show, and I really appreciate their interaction and their ideas.
Cool. Thank you.
I'm sure they appreciate you, Ken.
Yeah,
and
the fabulous marketing advice that you've been sharing with us is much appreciated over this side of the pond, for sure.
Well, thank you. I enjoy it.
Ken, thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy the rest of your day over there in Florida. We hope to talk to you again sometime in March on the show, but we'll certainly stay in touch with you on Twitter and all the social media platforms. For the moment, Ken Herron, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Cheers. Have a good day, mate.
Cheers.
Bye-bye. Bye, Ken. And that was Ken Herron. You can't call Ken mate.
Why?
He's American.
Yeah.
Well, they have manners.
When I worked in America, which I did a few years ago, everybody thought I was Australian anyway. And you can always call everybody mate if you're Australian.
Well, he'll just call you a limey.
Yeah. No. Everyone, even when I told him I wasn't Australian, just said, no, you're Australian.
That's because you've got those estuary sort of vowels,
yeah, exactly,
haven't you?
Yeah.
You know.
Something like that.
Very, very good tips as usual.
Yeah, fabulous.
And Ken will be on again in March. We have a big Ken fan base. I've had a tweet here from Rachel and Mike, Catapult Sales, and they say more fantastic tips from Ken on Business Bunker, even without the scratch and sniff. And Richard Howes, who was a guest earlier on in the year.
Oh, from Bridger House, yeah.
Yeah, he says, sense from Ken Heron on Business Bunker, and even as a wordsmith, I acknowledge power of images to support content. Absolutely right.
Ken's absolutely right. I Facebooked something for Jamie's New Potato Show.
Yeah.
And it got a few hits. And then I Facebooked it again, and I just happened to include a photo of the studio. And it went ballistic.
Yeah.
It just went ballistic.
People
yeah.
love it.
Yeah.
But I must ask Ken about this on the next show. Instagram, hugely popular. If you're not on it, you know, apparently you're mad. But I find Instagram a bit frustrating because I like to, when I go on Twitter, I can enlarge the image. I like to look at the background, and apparently I'm unusual.
Well, the thing is, there are so many social media platforms now, isn't there? You know, WhatsApp and...
WhatsApp even.
Pinterest and... Instagram.
You can't spend all your time on them.
And Google Plus. As Ken quite rightly said, and I think he hit the nail on the head there, for small businesses, the big three are, in order of preference, Twitter, LinkedIn and Facebook.
Yeah.
And therefore, if you kind of put 90% of your effort into those three platforms at the moment, that's where you're going to get the biggest returns. You might want to play about with some of the others on a now and again basis, but I would suggest that those three are the primary focus right now.
It's the circles, you know, Josh with On One Promotions, so he's moving in this sort of celebrity Geordie Shaw sort of thing. And they all are on
Instagram.
But it's
a different marketplace. Yeah. It's a different marketplace.
But I find it leaves me cold because I can't enlarge it.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't you think that's something missing if you can't enlarge it and really look at
what's
on their table?
You can take a photo and then enlarge it.
Yeah.
Take a photo of the photo.
The post that's on there. Yeah.
Right.
Take a photo.
And then you can do it, can you?
Okay. Yeah.
Sounds like a very long-winded.
Yeah, but that's not what, you know, it's not...
But it's an option.
Yeah, it's not, but that the whole point of it is to do what they're doing with it, which is just, you know, weird
shots.
You see,
when I see a little picture, I like to look at, you know, what's in the background, what they've got on the sofa.
Yeah, you're nosy, they don't care.
I know, I like to know all that.
Yeah.
But anyway, great news from Ken Heron, love him, and love him being on.
And three great top tips there, Ken, thank you so much.
And big thanks to Dialer Brain.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, I'm going to catch up with some of the tweets we've had, because we've had 801 tweets and I haven't got through hardly
all?
Any
What's
of them.
What's the matter with you?
We've had another new listener, which is FlixFit, and they've got a Get Your Own On-Demand Business app, and you can follow them on FlixFit3. That's not easy to say, but it's spelled FlixFit and the number 3, FlixFit3. Karen Thomas, haven't heard from Karen for a while.
No, where's she been?
I don't know. She says, hi, Paul and Jules, would love a business insurance shout out on the Business Bunker show. And that's Karen Thomas, and she's from Breathe Insure. And you can follow her on the Twitter at Breathe Insure. And she provides insurance services for small and medium sized businesses. So do check that out. We've had, the French Paradox. Paradox D4, who say they were listening to the Tweeting Goddess on today's Business Bunker show, and how interesting it was. So thank you for that. And the lovely Jen at Howland Hicks, from the 2nd of the 3rd, that's the 2nd of March, Howland Hicks will be based at Deal Town and Discovery Park. Any chance of a good luck shout out on the Business Bunker show?
Good luck.
Of course, Jen and the team at Howland Hicks, wishing you much good luck in your new offices based in Deal and Discovery Park in Sandwich.
I love them, I do. Remember, of course, this Friday, Binny of Bleen Londis is having his Canterbury Business Show. It's at the Kent County Cricket Club, Friday 27th of Feb, 10 till 4. It's going to be a cream of local business community with over 50 businesses, Kent-based businesses. So you can go to 3W's canterburybusinessshow.co.uk. I'm hoping to go there, actually.
Are you?
If I can get up. Yeah, 10 o'clock Friday.
Cool.
If I can get there. Are you going?
Where?
To the Canterbury Business Show this Friday at the County Cricket Ground in Canterbury.
Never heard of it.
Friday 27th of Feb. You have. You read it out last week on your show.
Oh, yeah.
On your little show.
Yeah. Are you going?
I might do, yeah. You won't go then.
I'm not going
Yeah, I know all your old jokes. That's the trouble.
Yeah.
You can get a free e-book to improve the success of your business. And they say, hi, Paul, and no mention of me whatsoever.
Could.
So that one's going in the bin. No, not really. They say, our content and community manager at Live and Social is the blog relationship counsellor to help you. To find out more about your blogs, please go to liveandsocial.com and find out more. And also there's a hashtag here, digital heartache, and that's from Johnny Jensen.
Cool. I've got one more tweet to read.
You're a gnu.
I've got one more tweet to read, which is from the Whitstable Stove Shop. Just listening about your wood burning.
Mark Smith.
And Mark has said, it's Tuesday afternoon. That can only mean one thing. We're listening to the Business Bunker Show. So thank you, Mark. Thank you for that. And thank you for listening in. Also, the lovely Miriam McGurk, author of Tales from Turkey, is listening in, as always. So thank you, guys. But what I'm going to do now is I'm going to play some pre-recorded interviews that I did 2 weeks ago at the Federation of Small Business event at Western Hanger Castle. There was a brilliant turnout for a networking event, and we spoke to one or two people there, and you can have a hear what they said.
And I can eat a cake.
Mm. This is Paul Andrews reporting for the Business Bunker Show at Western Hanger Castle at the Federation of Small Business meeting, and I just bumped into a young man called Rob. Hello, Rob.
Evening.
Rob, tell us the name of your company and what you do.
The company I work for is called Agistics, and I run their print services division. So I buy, procure and fulfil print, anything from 250 business cards to a million magazine print run. So anything anybody needs.
Cool, good stuff. Where are you based, Rob?
The office is based at Tower Bridge, but I live in Kent, so part of my week is working from home.
Okay, so you snuck down here for a sandwich?
Yes.
And left work early?
No, well, I've been on the road all day.
Have you?
Yes. So, okay. And then come the summer, it'll be a cheeky game of golf, but you know what I mean.
Absolutely. And you've been doing some stuff for Western Hanger Castle here?
Yeah, we've done some flyers, we've done some pop-up banners, that sort of stuff. And because we work with large brands, our buying power is really good. So we can offer Rolls-Royce service, but at Vista Print prices, and you actually get somebody at the end of the phone rather than just left all on your own on a computer.
That sounds absolutely brilliant. Have you got a website where people can come and find you?
Yep, if they go to www.agistics.com and go to the production services tab on that, they can find us, or they can just give us a phone call or anything like that. We've got kind of a team always there from kind of 8 till 6, and it's a London-based number, but don't be scared, it's not London-based prices.
Rob, thank you very much for that. A pleasure to meet you. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Hi,
this is Louis. We've met him at the Federation of Small Business meeting at Western Hanger Castle. Louis, how are you?
I'm fine, Paul. How are you?
I'm really well, thank you, mate. Nice to meet you. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about what you do and who you are?
Yeah, sure. I actually work for a company called Local World,
right,
who actually are a media company around the country, but we all own local newspapers as well,
yep,
and all over Kent. And I've actually got the onerous task of working with the FSB,
cool,
to do some seminars all around the country during the year that we're co-hosting, and then hopefully try and help small businesses and understanding print media, online media, and give some free seminars about social media and everything that impacts on local businesses, really, and get some free advice, really.
Fantastic. Yeah. That sounds really interesting. Yeah. Tell us a little bit more about Local World.
Right. Local World are a media company, as I said, have been going for a number of years. They recently actually added newspapers to their portfolio 2 years ago,
right.
And they actually own about 100 newspapers around the country,
right, okay,
mostly in the southeast,
right.
Kent, Surrey, Hertfordshire, some parts of London, and in the west of the country,
right,
and a few newspapers in the northern part of the country, but also have got a number of news sites now, They're predominantly there for news, for local people, and
online
sites. Every newspaper, majority has got their own corresponding news sites as well. Whereas we're getting high percentage of people now driving online, as everyone knows, and going to there. And I would say that 67% of people that come to our news sites are using tablets and phones.
Yeah.
So obviously the whole media side is changing in the world of print and online. So we're trying to get a lot of local regionalised news on more on a national basis so people see what's going on.
Hello, James.
Hi, Paul. How are you doing?
I'm well, thanks. Tell us a little bit about Jigsaw Cloud.
Okay, sole trader. I've been operating since 2011. Created Jigsaw Cloud beginning of last year, and I help businesses operate more efficiently by using cloud-based software.
Okay, so you're helping on a consultative kind of basis?
Yes, pretty much.
And is there any particular field in cloud software that you specialise in, or is it a whole range of products?
It's a whole range of products, but to give you some examples, I use cloud storage solutions like Google Drive, Dropbox, OneDrive. Then there's cloud encryption solutions like Boxcryptor and CloudFogger, CRM software such as Zoho, and then I'm also getting my head around Office 365 now that they've decided to join the party.
Absolutely.
So there's a number of different products that I use myself as well, and it's constantly evolving. There's new stuff coming to market all the time, so it's rapidly changing. Some people have really embraced it, and it's really sort of opened up technology, more technology options for smaller businesses, which is fantastic.
Absolutely. I was going to say to you, do you specialize in any particular industry or segment?
Not particularly. The last couple of years I have worked with construction companies. I've also worked with an arborist. I've worked with accountants, lawyers, a locksmith, so across the field. Because everybody can and should use technology and embrace it, so no, I can work with anybody.
Okay, and presumably you tend to work with SMEs?
Yes.
Yeah. And how are you finding that? I mean, are people open to what you're offering, or do they have to understand what you're doing first? You know, what's the take-up like?
Yeah, you tend to find that some people, they're a little hesitant because they don't understand the technology, so I sit down with them and I explain it to them, show how it works, and then there's that light bulb moment, they get it, and then they embrace it, and then they use it. So it's really kind of just educating people, showing them what the technology can do and how it can benefit them.
Absolutely. So if we want to get hold of you, James, how do we do that?
Jigsawcloud.co.uk, cloud spelled with a K.
Fantastic, absolutely. What we'll do is we'll put a link to that on the Business Bank website so that people can find it.
If you need expert financial advice you can both understand and trust on your savings and investments, retirement planning, equity release, or life and health insurance, talk to the experts at Facts and Figures Chartered Financial Planners. Phone 01233 722 922, or check them out at www.fffp.co.uk. Facts and Figures, independent financial advice everyone can follow. www.fffp.co.uk. I'm off my jack, keep your
hands off my stack. Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on Tuesday the 24th of February with me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jules Serkin. That was some interviews taken at the Western Hanger Castle Federation of Small Business event 2 weeks ago. I've had loads and loads and loads of tweets, and we're trying to get them all. Another new listener, Philip Marks, and their Twitter handle is PMarks Removals. They're a removal company, and they have tweeted, using Ken's advice, they tweeted a photograph of a letter of testimonial from one of their clients, and
that's,
you can't ask for more
idea
than that. What a brilliant idea. So do give them a follow, PMarks Removals on the Twitter.
Where are they based, do you know?
In Maidstone.
Okay, nice and central.
Yep. I also met last night via British Biz Party a new business called The Tight Box, and they sell ladies' undergarments online.
Do they?
They do indeed, and they won British Biz Star Award, so they will be appearing on the Business Bunker Show. I just need to tell you about this. What we've agreed is the British Biz Party, which is a Twitter meetup on a Monday evening, they award a star rating to one business every week, and we've agreed that that business will get a little interview on
That's
here.
A good idea.
Yeah. Mm. So the Tights Box won last night, and in a couple of weeks' time, they will be on the show.
Are they going to be bringing in their ladies' garments?
No, because they're not based locally, so most of these will be on the phone,
well,
because
they're
all around the UK.
We can have pictures of bloomers, can't we, Gary?
We could, yeah. It's mostly tights and stockings that they seem to purvey, though.
Right. Oh, I'm sure that will bore you to tears.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially the stockings.
I'm not even going to go there. I'm not going to go there, Jules. You're not going to entice me into that.
Garters.
The lovely Rob Parker from Go Vicinity has asked me to tweet or mention the fact that he's looking for an apprentice.
Oh, yeah. Well,
based in Canterbury.
Busy, yeah.
Digital apprentice.
Yeah.
So do please get in touch with Go Vicinity, Mr. Rob Parker. You can follow them on the Twitter if you need to do that. I notice he's also sent me a dozen other tweets about some new websites that have gone live. And if we get time, I will read them out if I can, Rob. But we've had so many tweets, it's unbelievable. And I've got dozens of emails left to read, and I'm sure you have too, Jules.
I have.
So why don't you read one?
I am a little bit more diligent than you, so I get mostly them done. There is a meet-up on Friday the 27th of February, so it's the same day as the Kent County Cricket one. This is also at 9:30 to 12:30, so you can probably do one and then go on. It's at the Horsebridge Centre in Whitstable. That's Charlie Tango 5, 1AF for Freddie. And to find out more, go to kentcreativelife.org. Kent and Victor Chamber have a Get Social Kent. This is a free open day, 9 to 3.30. Build an online business relationship and become social, they say. And this is also Friday the 27th. This is some sort of club at the Mercure Maidstone, Great Danes. Is that called the Great Danes still?
It's not, but everybody knows it's the Great Danes. Oh, they've changed it back, haven't they? They've started calling it the Great Danes again.
Why did
last.
They bother? who advises them on branding?
Well, the trouble is that the hotel itself has been owned by a number of different groups over the last few years, and they all try to fit it into their corporate branding.
Yeah.
But us round here kept calling it the Great Danes, so eventually they gave up and just said, you know what?
It's
the Great Danes. Yeah.
It's going to be a big social media event in Kent, they say, and it's with kentinvictorchamber.co.uk. Do a /there and you can go to all events. And they'll have Zoe Cairns social media alongside Kent and Victor Chamber of Commerce. Mm. In March, there is a Women in Business Spring Luncheon. I do love a luncheon, don't you, Penny?
Yes.
Tuesday 24th of March, it's at Eastwell Manor. We like that. I'd quite like to go just in the steam room, really. Denise Barnes is a speaker, and she's talking about from catwalk to estate agency, which was her lifelong passion. She set up her own chain of 8 estate agents' offices in the southeast.
She's been on the Business Bunker Show.
She has. Mm. Do you remember her book?
I do.
It was called Beware How Not to Sell Your Business.
And she wrote a second book about something first.
Beware Don't Go on Business Bunker.
No, it wasn't that.
What was it?
I can't remember. The second one, I read the first book. I haven't read the second one yet.
She doesn't mention the second one, so we'll have to Google it.
Mm.
But I'm sure you'll find out if you go to this event, which is Tuesday the 24th of March. They also have Julianne Onan, who talks about failure comes from not getting up. So there is a phone number, get your pen ready. The price is £29.50 plus VAT with a 2-course luncheon and coffee. The number is 01732 758 730.
We've had a tweet from Rob at Go Vicinity, and he said, Jules, how dumb are you?
What have I done wrong?
No, he didn't say that really,
what
I just made that
wrong?
Bit up. Now what he says is Jules, if you install Instagram on your iPad, you'll get a larger image and you can see more detail.
Okay, Rob, I'm going to do that. I'm going to take your advice, darling.
Good.
And I shall see.
Little darlings.
Yeah, little darlings.
You sounded like Dame Edna then.
You're the Australian.
Thank you, Rob, you little possum, for that little bit of Instagram advice.
Either that or it could be Rob Harris.
Don't go.
I'm not allowed to mention
it. Yeah. Rob has also said a new website just gone live while you've been on air, and that's met.uk.com. met.uk.com.
I would imagine he's been working on it a little bit longer.
Yeah. Met.uk. I wonder what that is. Sounds like a dating site.
No, it sounds like police, doesn't it? The Metropolitan.
Oh,
it
could be. M-E-T.
I do love a man in uniform. I might look.
Sally Laker has posted a picture of me from 5 years ago eating a cake.
Yeah, and you still eat cake.
Yeah. Thank you for that, Sal.
That was the famous lemon drizzle cupcake.
It was indeed.
And that was at the old...
That was in
Romney Marsh.
In the shop in New Romney High Street.
Yeah.
Mm.
I'm having a look at met.uk. There's not a policeman to be found. But it's very interesting. It's medical engineering technologies.
Ah, right, okay.
Lovely. But not a man in uniform on there.
That's rather a nice photo. Everybody's gone mad posting photos now. Everybody's been listening to Ken.
Yeah.
So, and when I get off air now, I'm going to log into my LinkedIn account and there'll be videos all over it.
Yeah.
And now everybody on Twitter has posted photographs. But there is a rather cute photograph of the gorgeous Sally Laker and Jules Serkin.
Well, I put that up.
I know you did.
Yes. And that was from that very occasion, I believe.
What, the lemon drizzle cake?
Possibly.
The great lemon drizzle cake disaster.
Lezzle dribble.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, Sally looks lovely, isn't she? She should be the new Nigella.
Absolutely.
I think.
Yeah. Jigsaw Cloud tweeted, thanks for airing our interview from the FSB, Kent. I mean, it's much appreciated. No, absolute pleasure, James. And it was good to meet you there.
Fred Forge. He's new.
Sorry?
Fred Forge. So he's just popped up.
Is that a relative of Michelle's?
Well, no, he's in the USA.
Oh.
he's in the USA. It's very interesting. Penny Williams has been doing pictures on LinkedIn because of Ken.
Really?
Immediately.
Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah.
Really?
Immediately. Nice one. Immediately. Did you know, Paul Andrews, that there's a Wealden business group and they're celebrating record fundraising and it's at the annual charity dinner. Where, I hear you ask, it's at the Little Silver Country Hotel in Tenterden, little place that Paul Andrews knows very well. It's on Saturday, 31st of January. No, it isn't. It was on Saturday, and it was a sellout success, and it raised a record on the night total of more than £4,000. And they're telling us that more than 100 guests attended the function, and all sorts of auctions and things going on. There was a signature of David Cameron. And there was an Eastbourne Manor Dream Spa, which I would have wanted, and also all sorts of other prizes. And the group is now going to choose a new charity to raise funds for in the coming year. So I'm guessing that they want you to contact Simon Hammond, their chairman, and suggest perhaps some causes, don't you think?
Cool. Nice one.
There's a conference digital in Kent and it's the 19th of March, 9 to 5, and it's at the Mercure Maidstone. And they are looking for, well, it's the fifth conference, and this time is going to be a glimpse into the future. And you're going to hear what's around the corner in 2015 and further ahead. The speakers so far confirmed are Google, Thomas Power, Bob Barker, Warren Knight, Matt Phelan, Alistair Frost and Luke Quilter. Go to 3ws.digitalinkent.co.uk, £67 plus VAT and early bird booking offers.
Cool. Thank you for that. The Kent Central Business Networking Group Business Tweet-Ups have got a few events scheduled over March. And let me just run through them. There's Canterbury on Wednesday the 4th of March, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Is that still at Roper Road?
Is it the Wednesday? Isn't that Argus at the Miller's Arms?
Oh, of course it is. Yep. Sorry, that's at Miller's Arms, which is St Radigan's, isn't it?
Try and keep up, Will Andrews.
Well, it doesn't say on this press release. Doesn't mention it.
It's not one I sent you.
Oh, right. This isn't the one you did.
No.
Oh, okay. So I guess, as you said, it's the Canterbury one, Wednesday the 4th of March, 10:30 a.m. at St Radigan's. There's also on Monday the 9th of March in Faversham at 9:30 to 11:30.
Correct.
And then Whitstable, is that still at the
Hotel Continental?
Hotel Intercontinental.
As you call it.
Yeah.
On the beach. We can have an oyster while you're there. Beach walk.
Yeah, on Beach Walk. I was just going to say.
You were thinking about it, though.
No, I wasn't. I didn't get a word in edgewise. I haven't been to that for ages.
I saw a little pause.
Mm. That's on Thursday the 19th of March at 10 a.m. Mm. And then there's the Roper Road Lindley's one on Thursday the 26th of March. from 10 till 11:30am.
But don't forget that there's one this Thursday, which has got Rift Accounting, your show sponsor.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's 10 to 12, all welcome, free networking.
And that's at Lenny's.
Yeah.
This Thursday.
Yeah, this Thursday. 10 till 12. As you may know, because I was getting too busy, I stepped down from the tweet up. So we've got the lovely Mark Reed of Reed Analytics.
I know Mark. He used to be my bank manager.
Yeah, I know. He's a lovely, lovely guy. And so he's now the sort of maitre d', or whatever you call them, front of house.
Yeah. Main man.
He wears a great raptor dress.
Cool. Thank you for that. We'll go straight past that. Look, if you want to find out any more about any of these tweet ups, there's a website where you can go and find all the details, which is www.kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk. www.kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk. And while we're talking about such things, on the Kent Business Radio website, there's a tab that says Community. And under that tab, we list all the networking events we know about, all the major events like Summer Penny's events that are going on around the county, and other people's little events that go along too. And we also have a list of all the fundraising activities and the various charity and collecting activities that are going around. So do take a look. It's just a page full of links, but there's some lots of interesting links there where you can find out about anything that's happening in Kent. Basically any time, really. Henrietta Rackham has tweeted as well. Hello, Henrietta. Haven't seen you for ages.
Yes.
I can't remember the last time I saw Henrietta. I know where I saw her last time, which was at the B2B Southeast event just before Christmas. And it's funny you should say that, Henrietta, because I happen to know that the B2B Southeast people have just announced a new date for this year's show, which is in September. So do look out for that, and you can go and find out all about it by going to their website, which is b2bsoutheast.com. So do check that out. The Federation of Small Business, Kent and Medway regional team are well on the way to getting this year's business plan into action. The areas they're focusing on your behalf are broadband, regular networking events, the Ebbsfleet Garden City and Women in Business. You can follow at FSB Kent on the Twitter. You can check out the website, which is fsb.org/Kent and Medway. Or you can read Kent Voice, which is their magazine. There is a link on the homepage of the Kent Business Radio website to the FSB. There's a big FSB logo that you can click and follow. They're also involved heavily in local lobbying. We're lobbying to make sure that the voice of small business is heard. We've discussed the IBAC small business campaign with Julian Brazier MP. He's the MP for Canterbury. Damien Green, who's MP for Ashford, as well as Labour candidates Claire Hawkins and Claire Jeffrey. We have meetings with Will Scobie, who's a Labour candidate, and Stuart Jeffrey from the Green Party. Follow all of this on Twitter at FSB Kent, hashtag IBAC Small Business, and join us at one of our hustings this March. So do go along to that. I'd like to say thank you to Kent FSB members for working with us. Paul Andrews of the Business Bunker, never heard of him, for engaging with the FSB regional team and spearheading some exciting work that we're doing. Paul Mason of Cicero Translations for representing the FSB at future Kent International Business Partnership Board meetings. Peter Nutton of Finlay Media, and Sue Nelson, the regional treasurer, for applying to the Ebbsfleet Urban Development Corporation Board. If you can represent the FSB and you would like to do so, please do contact them. And they'd like some help. Do you run a commercial business? Could you be a business champion and help shape Kent's regulatory and inspection services? As part of the Better Business for All initiative, we need business owners to present a training session for regulators, to comment on marketing materials and share your experiences with staff at three events in June, July and September. If you would like to get involved with this, could you please email Alison Parmar, Alison Parmar, P-A-R-M-A-R, at fsb.org. What?
Where you say Parmar? It's Palmer.
It's not.
Alison Palmer.
No, but then people would put P-A-L-M-E-R, wouldn't they? And it's not.
No, Palmer.
It's Palmer, P-A-R-M-E-R.
Let's get her on the phone.
So I'm saying it, so... Well, no, you don't need to, because she'll be here in the next week or so.
Oh, good, and she can say it properly.
Yeah, no, I know... I'm trying to get
this
so people...
You're making a point.
I'm making the point so that people can spell it properly.
Okay.
As if that was a difficult point to make.
All right.
There's some FSB events coming up on the 10th of March, 6 to 7:30 p.m. There's networking in Dartford. On the 25th of March, there's networking Dover and Deal, and it's the small business hustings for the election. On the 31st of March, there's the small business hustings in Rochester and Stroud. And then on the 24th of April, there's the how and why of taking on an apprentice, and that's at West Kent College. You can find out about all of these by going to the following web address, fsb.org.uk/Kent and Medway. And do spread the word and invite a colleague. And that is from Bill Fox, who's the regional chairman of the Federation of Small Business for Kent and Medway.
This is exciting. Do you remember the world's most expensive link, Paul Andrews?
I do indeed.
Our lovely friend Alan Noke.
Alan Noke.
Yeah, haven't heard from him for a while, have we? So he's popped back up again.
I have, but well, you haven't.
Well, he's been avoiding me.
Yeah.
He says that they've had the site correctly updated to reflect the increasing donations to charity, and from now on they've decided that there's 30% of all income generated by the site will now be donated to charities selected by their participants. So, Paul Andrews, who is on the top spot? Can you guess? TikTok.
Go on. Anthony Gray Clocks.
Very good.
For the 9,987,000th year.
You are the winner and you are exactly correct. So it's Anthony Gray Clocks, G-R-A-Y, clocks.com. The most expensive link for a staggering 1,892 days, 14 hours and 9 minutes. To gain the number one spot, your link must be worth a total amount of £591. But you can start your link off for as little as £1. Charity update, says Alan. Since the last newsletter, we've made donations of £10 to the British Heart Foundation and another £10 to voluntary services overseas. Recent top-ups include trailerskent.co.uk, giftofhealth.co.uk, yourminibills, careful how you say that, .co.uk, hoodnesshorse.co.uk, and mammal jewellery. Is that mammal? M-A-M, should be, M-A-L, jewellery. And, it's a very strange one, mammaljewellery.weebly.com. So, thank you, Alan Note, for that, Managing Director of IceLab.
Thanks, Alan. That's cool.
I haven't heard from him for a while.
No, because he works as a teacher now at Sandwich Technical College as a maths teacher.
He's a brilliant teacher.
We've had a tweet from Daphne Henning, who's a new follower and a new listener. Her Twitter handle is Daphne_Henning, H-E-N-N-I-N-G, and she says hi to the Business Bunker. And also Sally Laker, has just tweeted about that photograph and reminded me that was a picture from our first birthday.
Yes, it was.
So it was 5 years ago, because we're in our sixth year now.
And Mark Smith, as I remember, came along.
He was there too,
He was lurking in the background eating cake.
Mm.
Probably with a little wood burner under his arm.
Absolutely.
The West Kent B2B Best of Kent Shows is a free conference and exhibition on the 27th of March. It's at the River Centre in Tonbridge. Do you say Tonbridge when it's with an O? Don't just huff at me. Do you just say Tonbridge if it's with an O?
It doesn't matter how I say anything. You start a fight over it anyway.
Well,
it's Tonbridge.
Okay.
And but it's then, Tonbridge Wells, and they're spelt differently.
Yeah, which is, gets my goat, really.
Yeah, but seeing as you call Egerton, when in fact it's Item.
Well, I don't know who makes up
the rules. And West Malin.
Who makes up the rules?
And what was your worst one?
I don't think I had one.
Yeah, it was an even worse one. I can't remember what it was.
Business leaders, chief executives and directors, you really don't want to miss this. So it's West Kent B2B, and it is 27th of March at the River Centre in Tonbridge, 9 to 4, and all the details are on kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Cool. We're famous in Ireland now.
Are we?
Yeah, we're getting loads of tweets. Wicklow Hour have tweeted.
And what we need to do is perfect our little Irish dance. You know, have your hands down by your sides. You see? Going? That's good, isn't it?
Yeah, that was good, wasn't it?
And then a little Guinness after.
Yeah.
It's bad on your knees, though, isn't it?
What, Guinness?
little Irish dance.
I think you're
dance.
Doing it wrong.
A little Irish dance. March workshops, basic bookkeeping workshop. This is brilliant for small businesses, isn't it? So you need to go to Cain and Beer, that's C-A-I-N-A-N-D and then beer.com. if you want to register your interest. It's a workshop and it will benefit startup businesses or business owners and staff looking to brush up their skills. So it's basic bookkeeping. It's $149.99, which will include various freebies and guest speakers from the world of business. Good one, that.
Mm. Kent and Victor Chamber, managing training interventions on Wednesday the 18th of March at the Kent and Victor Chamber offices in Ashford. That's in Seppington. And it's from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. and it's free to attend. The session explores how organisations can ensure soft skills to produce hard results through learning that produces improved performance and behaviour change. There'll be an opportunity before and after the presentation for you to meet new contacts and generate business leads whilst sharing ideas and experiences with other like-minded business people. To find out about this and the other events run by the Kent and Victor Chamber, go to kentandvictorchamber.co.uk/all-events. That's all. -events.
Loving a hyphen. Kent Choices for you. This is the 25th and 26th of March. Meet your future workforce. So Kent Choices say they're going from strength to strength, and the next event is Wednesday the 25th of March and Thursday the 26th of March. It's at Detling Showground in Maidstone, organised by KCC and Medway Council, in partnership with the Kent Messenger Group. 6,000 young people have met over 100 employers and advisors and taken part in interactive demonstrations and seen how they can make their career aspirations a reality. You need to contact Sally Bennett, who is the exhibition manager, and you can do so at her email, which is sally@ashcroftservices.com or 3wsashcroftexhibitions.com.
Cool.
Or even go to your little website.
Absolutely. Energy efficiency rating for commercial property has been confirmed. From the 1st of April 2018, commercial property in England and Wales will need to have an energy efficiency rating of at least band E before it can be let to a new or existing tenant, the Department of Energy and Climate Change has confirmed. However, landlords will be protected from having to make improvements that are not permissible, appropriate and cost-effective by a number of safeguards. For example, a landlord will not be required to carry out work that would not meet the Green Deal Golden Rule or be cost-effective over a seven-year payback period. The Golden Rule states that energy savings must be at least equal to the cost of implementing the improvements. The new requirement will apply to all privately rented commercial property from the 1st of April 2023.
Beautifully read, if I might say so.
Thank you.
Kent and Victor Chamber, the next do is actually on Friday the 27th of February yet again. Best Western Coniston Hotel in Sittingbourne. And the next one is the Friday the 6th of March at Coolings Garden Centre in Sevenoaks. So you can find details on kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Cool. We've had a tweet from Sunil Rapusina.
I loved him.
I know.
He was on last week, wasn't he?
He was indeed. Sunil was indeed on last week. And he's a barrister specialising in motoring law. And he said he is listening to the Business Bunker show and enjoying the show. So, Sunil, thank you very much for joining us on the show. Have you read all your emails?
Yeah, because I get on with it, Paul Andrew. Do you? You're just eating.
I've got over a dozen left.
What I was going to say about Sunil is you really need someone like him because they've got all these stealth cameras now on the roads.
Yep.
They've got them hidden everywhere. Did you know that?
Yep, absolutely.
Different colours and hidden ones and, oh, he's giving me more work, listener.
Yeah, absolutely.
FSB, new guidance published for employers on the Fit to Work scheme. If you want to be fit for work, you need to see Ted Bassett Myers. The government has produced new guidance for employers, employees and GPs on the Fit for Work scheme, making the best use of it to help employees stay in work or return to work as quickly as appropriate. There is a website you can go to, which is fitforwork.org, and there is also a telephone line, which is 0800 032 6235, and that will give you lots of advice on the referral service, which provides an occupational health assessment and also a return to work plan for employers who've been off sick from work. Because I guess the longer you're off, Paul Andrews, but perhaps the harder it is if you've had a serious thing, you lose your confidence and things like that.
Right, okay.
Would you agree?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure you were listening.
I wasn't really. I was looking at Twitters, but you could lose your confidence. Yeah. That is true.
You half listened.
I was half listening.
I've
got a tweet from Neville Gaunt, and I was just following up the link. Neville says, do you know what data science is all about? Have you got any in your business? You should have to find out. You should have. So to find out, follow this link. So I've just had a look at that link, and it's a an Eventbrite business group workshop, which is taking place. Where's it taking place? Somewhere in London. Anyway, you can follow it by going to eventbrite.co.uk/businessgroupworkshop. Business group workshop. And it's taking place, it's to do with the Commonwealth Argosy. But the easiest thing is to follow Neville Gaunt, G-A-U-N-T, Neville Gaunt, on the Twitter and find out more about data science.
I would.
Yeah. Well, we're kind of at the end of the show now.
It's flashed by. We've eaten all the cake.
Absolutely. It just leaves me to say a massive, massive thank you to all of our guests today. The absolutely delightful Samantha Kelly, Tweeting Goddess, Irish TV presenter. The fabulous Ken Heron with his amazing social media tips. Following Ken on the Twitter at Ken Heron, H-E-R-R-O-N, Ken Heron. The gorgeous Michelle Ford of End to End Care.
In her lovely gold cardigan. Yeah.
The incredibly well-connected Penny Williams.
Award-winning to be.
Absolutely. Thank you all so much for joining us on the Business Monkey Show. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you most of all to all the listeners out there, all the hundreds of people that tweeted and emailed. We
and
really do
sponsors.
Appreciate it. I'll get into that. Don't get previous. I've got a minute left.
Have you?
Don't worry. A big, big thank you to our sponsors, Rift Accounting, and to the good folks at the Federation of Small Business. We really do appreciate your support. Coming up on Channel Radio now at 3 o'clock, we have Pete Dix with The Beatles Show. At 5 o'clock, Mr. Craig.